Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's third Tuesday Go to Natchitoches show with Nancy and Lisa. You know, so we're the crazy mother-daughter travel team on the Love Your Park store, while we publish a bunch of different magazines, all digital, all under the name Big Blend Magazines. So Natchitoches, Louisiana is one of our favorite places. I think you all know that by now. Unless you're new to our show, Natchitoches is like, you've got to go. And just go to Natchitoches.com. But we're going to get, well, okay, so Kelly taught me how to really teach you how to spell Natchitoches. Natchitoches.com. Wait, Kelly over at Natchitoches Visit Bureau. You've got to do it. Give everybody the lesson.
Natchitoches.
Yes, that's it. All right. So Kelly, well done. So that's the website you need to go to. Natchitoches is part of the El Camino Real de los Tejas National Historical Trail. And this historic trail goes from Mexico, really, and Texas, all the way up to Natchitoches, Louisiana, and then through Texas to Natchitoches, right? Kelly, you're on the head of the association for this. So have I got the route right?
Yeah, so it kind of starts in Natchitoches and goes down to Mexico City through Texas.
Oh, it starts in Natchitoches.
It goes down. It doesn't come up. It goes down.
Yes.
Oh, let me get this straight.
We're in the Caddo region of the National Trail section. And so that section goes from Natchitoches to just past Natchitoches, but we say Natchitoches to Natchitoches. It's 111 miles. And it's full of history and nature and outdoors and food and fun. You can get your national trail stamps at various locations along that route, because that's a big thing, but lots to see and do.
Absolutely. Awesome. I want to go to Arlene here, also from Natchitoches Convention and Visitor Bureau. Arlene, what's going on with Natchitoches? It seems like you guys are the crossroads of, like, you know, Louisiana.
Well, all roads lead to Natchitoches, and of course, you know, the El Camino Real was considered the King's Road, and it goes back over 300 years ago.
Wow.
So, we're just coming off of our big, you know, 4th of July celebration on the cane, and, you know, we're tolerating the heat like everyone else across America these days, and now we're doing very well here in Natchitoches all as well, so we're
good. Yeah, and you've got that water. Cane River Lake right there in your backyard. And so you've got water, you've got all kinds of good things you can do. Go on the riverboat through Cane River Lake. You can go boating. You can go hang out with alligators. You can do, you can go through the drive-through daiquiris, right, Kelly?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's, hey, listen. Listen, here in Maryland, where we are recording right now, you can't even get wine in a grocery store. So let me just tell you. Yeah, just it's saying, like, it's a little different. What? Louisiana, you can do anything.
frozen daiquiris sound good about now. You know, with it being so warm, and especially with the humidity, you know, we refer people to go to the Louisiana State Museum, where it's a cool, comfortable 72 degrees.
Yeah.
All the time, you know?
Yeah.
Especially at the hottest part of the day. But it's, yeah. So
I want to say, we're going to hop over from Natchitoches. We're going to go drive down the Camino Highway, right? And the trail. And we're going to hop over. And behind us is the
Lobanellas Whales.
Thank you. Somebody can say it better than I can.
Recognized it.
I know. We hiked it. We hiked it. And I always get that name wrong. Every time I say it on a show, I'm like,
you can hike it faster than she can say it.
It's a really cool site. It really, really is. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
These are ancient swales by Native Americans. And it is really one of those precious places on the trail that I think people, I know, Kelly, this is a big deal for people going between Louisiana and Texas, right?
It is. And it's right there in between, you know, when you turn off to go to St. Augustine and in Texas, and it is a true natural landmark. It was just made, and the land shifted and made these swells, for, you know, the wagon trains and the herding of the cattle that came through there. And it stayed that way, and it's been preserved all these years. And you can go hike it. You can go, you know, out there and walk it and really be able to feel like you're in that time frame as well.
You know, I've heard that parts of the Natchez Trace Parkway is kind of like that. If you're cycling or doing the actual hiking trail, like you're in this canopy and you're in a, it's like a tunnel. And back then they used to actually herd buffalo, I heard. I don't know the truth on that. But when you're hiking through there, it is like you're in this little tunnel, but you're in a natural tunnel of trees and nature. And I have photos of swallowtail butterflies and all kinds of beautiful things that we experience going there on our way to St. Augustine. And that brings us to Tasha Bird, who's in St. Augustine. And we had no idea what to expect when we got there, but all we saw immediately was all kinds of cool older architecture. And then we went to the mission, and it was closed on one part. They were doing some renovations. This was a few years back, right before COVID. And we went in, but we walked where the mission used to be. There was like a place, like a green pasture, like in the park area. So Tasha, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Tell us where you are right now in your restaurant. Tell everybody about your restaurant.
Right now I am sitting in my restaurant, Tasha's Country Kitchen, here in St. Augustine. And I did work for the mission, and there is like a
All right, so we lost Tasha there for a second, but she's back here now. And Tasha, tell us a little bit about, you know, where you are. You're in your kitchen, right? Not your kitchen, but your restaurant. Tell us about your restaurant and also the mission. You're telling us a little bit about that before you disappeared.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not in my kitchen because it's hot in there, but I am sitting in my dining area at my restaurant here on Highway 96 North in St. Augustine. And I will tell you guys about the mission. I actually had the privilege of working at the mission for 5 years when it transferred from ownership from the city of St. Augustine to the Texas Historical Commission. So, and you're right, they did do some renovations, and those are now complete, and both the museum and the gift shop are open to the public. So,
Oh, cool. Because we went, I remember we crossed over to the street and some parts were closed, but there was this huge arbor that, I mean, this like a walkway arbor of this old grapevine. It seemed, do you know what I'm talking about? Was I in the right place?
Yeah, yes, you were. You were. Those are like muscadine vines that has been there for like 20 years and they still produce. So we get a lot of visitors to actually stop and pick, and then they'll make us jelly. So some make wine, but of course they never brought us the wine. They did bring us the jelly.
Why don't they call us? We're good at it. That's our, you know, professional quality is wine drinking, you know, but that's the thing, you know, the missions. You know, when you think about missions, this is what's really interesting, you know, because we've, you know, lived in the Southwest and covered the South. We used to be Southwest Blend, and California has the El Camino Trail, which is these missions going up California. So the Spaniards came through, put all these missions. Of course, you got Texas, San Antonio, which is part of the trail, right? All these missions, you just didn't expect to see them right outside Louisiana, right? Because I know it's Texas, but you guys used to be the same family, right? At one point. Have I got that right, Kelly? You guys were Tejas at one point? No? Yes? No?
Well, yeah. I mean, just down the road in Nacogdoches, you know, South Nacogdoches Parish is Los Hedeos, which was the Spanish capital of Texas for 43 years. So, yeah, I mean, we are right on that, you know, Louisiana Purchase line. Part of our parish, the very tip of our parish, was part of no man's land, you know, and was still considered, not really sure if it was Texas, Spanish, not really sure if it was French. But we had the Spanish mission with the French fort here in Nacogdoches. So, you know, all of those cultures, and that's a lot of reason why Nacogdoches kind of was the trailhead too, right? For trading purposes. So they would come in and they would trade with the French. and get what they needed that the French had brought up from, you know, from New Orleans or from, you know, their other outposts. And then the Spanish brought in the goods that they had either made, you know, baskets or utensils or hides that they had. And then the Native Americans would come in as well and, you know, sell their goods. And so it was really this like trading post. And then that's a lot of what El Camino Real was, it was a highway, but it was a trading highway. And it was all of these different cultures and communities that traded along that route.
How cool. It's kind of like that is like when you think about the Louisiana Purchase, which, you know, we just learned the last show, Arlene, that it's Natchitoches is not only the oldest city in the state of Louisiana, but the entire Louisiana Purchase. Don't mess around. When you think about the Louisiana Purchase, it's kind of like what this trail was, part of that. And how many cultures are part of this trail, part of, you know, Louisiana and Texas, where you are in St. Augustine. And, you know, you're in the, we say East Texas, but it's kind of the Northeast, right, Tasha, where you are? It's no, Northeast?
Where we are is right East Texas. So we're like deep Piney Woods, East Texas. We're not far from the Louisiana border. So Kelly's my cousin. So she's so close to me.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, so but then you go over the river, you out of the Toledo Bend,
you know,
you go
borders,
over the big lake to get there.
I just think borders are funny because borders were made by a bunch of people who sat down, mostly men, I think.
I was gonna say, borders are made by
here's men. The border, and if it was a combination of men and women, then the women would have said, yeah, but you can't get this produce over there, so you need to change the border. Because this is over there and that's over there and your borders don't make sense.
Tasha's going, my cousin's there, you can't cut her off.
Well, you know what I mean, like the border. I hate borders. I don't think there should be any.
And technically Fort St. John Baptiste here in Natchitoches was only 15 miles to Los Adios, which was the Spanish. So you're only talking 15 miles difference between the Spanish, what they considered was the border, and then the French border here in Natchitoches. So, and you know, when we drive over to, you know, to meet in St. Augustine, we're there in a hop, skip, and a jump. It's not very far.
Back then, that was probably a day and a half of walking.
I think when we went to St. Augustine, we went through, we went from Manny, Louisiana area, and Cypress Bend, Sabine Parish, and then there is the town of Sabine that we went to. They have that jail, historic jail downtown, and then they have that museum.
Yeah, that's in Sabine County. You have Sabine Parish in Louisiana and Sabine County in Texas.
Why did you confuse us all, ma'am?
Well, because you know Louisiana has to be different. We're parishes, they're counties.
It's like you hop over, you go over the bridge, and next thing you know, you're in Texas and you're not in any parish. You're in no parish no more, little girl.
You're in county.
Your little red ruby red heels, you know. But that's the cool thing about this is that it does go through different states. And that's going through like where a mission was so close to Louisiana to me is very interesting because I know Texas, San Antonio, definitely huge missions. But, you know, Louisiana, it's right there. But there is no real... there's not really a mission structure there, right? Tasha, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, they used local materials, which was like wood and clay. So after 300 years, none of that would be still standing.
Ooh,
but what you do have, Lisa, is like in the museum is actual artifacts. So like when Kelly was talking about them trading, there you'll see some pieces of the porcelain and some of the actual artifacts from the trading and from the mission. It was kind of like they found a trash pit, which is like an archaeologist's paradise, is what they always say. So that taught them so much. So you get those actual pieces at the mission. So San Antonio, which I was always a little jealous because they used limestone and they had these beautiful missions, you know, that you could see the structure. So where we didn't. Yeah, but we still have so much, you know, and then like out in the open land that you were talking about, there's actual indentions to kind of show you. And then we have little swales to kind of show you where they, you know, where they kind of traveled and stuff. And then that's kind of where you get to the bigger, you know, Lobanella swales, which is only like 12 miles from us. So
you pronounce that again. Say that.
Lavanella.
It sounds like a dance. Do the Lavanella.
Los Banales. No, sorry, that's completely wrong. Don't listen to me. But no, but it's a cool hike. But and when you, it's so funny because Texas, I always say this on every show we do with anybody that's from Texas, you are the state that you could pull over every 5 seconds for a historical marker.
Yeah.
Like, really, amazing. I remember when we went from Sabine Parish into Sabine County, Texas, all of a sudden we're like, we pulled over on all these, this is where we really learned, like, we're never going to get to our destination if we keep pulling over. And the swales, the LB swales, that's what I'm calling it now. The LB swales was our main thing, but do you know how many churches we went to get there? And we kept thinking, oh, we got to photograph every, well, so when you think about the El Camino de los Tejas, El Camino Real de los Tejas, this trail, it's, if you do it all the way to Texas and Mexico, I mean, I'm going like the Jefferson Highway here, Arlene, this is some, and like an epic road trip for a family.
I think it's Kelly, 2000, I think it's over about 2000 or 1500 miles. I can't remember or recall exactly, but it's a pretty good distance. Of course,
and there's offshoots
days to get across Texas, right?
Yeah. But, and if you go through Texas and you pull over at every historical marker, you ain't never getting out of Texas.
But when you go down a specific trail, like Route 66 or the Jefferson Highway,
which crosses into Natchitoches.
Yeah, you really learn the history better than if you just go
on an interstate.
On the interstate, go here, go there. This is the quickest way to get from A to B. You don't learn anything. You really don't. But if you go on a highway, a historic highway, you learn so much. And then you have this appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And you really get something out of your trip. Yeah. And so I really believe people should get off the interstate, do the highways, and soak it in.
And get all the different food. I mean, think about all this food. Because what you get in South Texas to what you get in North Texas, what you get in Louisiana, like, is it different? Even just going from Natchitoches to Zwali. Zwali, you got tamales in Zwali. You got the meat pies in Natchitoches. What happens when we come to see you, Tasha?
Well, Tasha, I want to just say we love going to Tasha's restaurant. It's good. It's good.
See, I heard this. Country food. Okay, so wait, country food can be different in different parts of the country. Right. So, Tasha, what is country food?
What is country food to you?
But we do like just Southern, like good Southern. I mean, our sweet tea is like so delicious. We do.
Got sweet tea. But this is Maryland sweet tea.
So we do like home cooked meals every day. We have our standard menu that you can order, like our sandwiches, our burgers, our dinners, but every day we have a lunch special. And from there, it's like just good Southern eating. Like, you may get greens, you get the corn, the lima beans. It's just so much. What makes it really good is we get to experiment. So we find a recipe and we're like, oh, we've got to try this. You know, tater tot casserole or whatever, we got that option to where we can kind of switch it up.
Tater tot casserole?
That sounds so good.
Are you seriously? I need to come back. I need to come home. Natchitoches is like our home, but I'm crossing the border from the French Express market over to you, because
tater tot casserole.
I want to hear.
And now she does these wonderful fried pork chops and delicious meatloaf. I mean, you know, good
grilled cabbage and candied yams. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yam cake too. Yeah. Candy. Wow. Okay, but let's go back to the tater tot casserole. You got tater tots. What's in the rest of the casserole?
Yeah. Okay. So like with the tater tot casserole, and then, like I said, this is like, Lisa, the fun part of cooking, because with the home cooked meals that we do every day, we can find something different. So we find,
we did this tater tot casserole. It has like seasoned ground beef, and we put like celery, bell peppers, onions in the mixture. Yeah. And then we just kind of layer it with tater tots and we bake it. And it's just, oh my goodness. Like you put the mushrooms and everything in it. It's really good. Oh yeah, we just
Is there cheese?
Yeah, we do top it with cheese and green onions. So it's good.
Yummy meal.
Seriously, I will drive from Maryland over to you for that kind of food.
Yeah.
And listen, my doctor's not listening. So, you know.
Oh, that's right. Well, I always tell people we don't count calories in here anyway. Like as soon as you walk through the door, time stops, calorie counting stops. Like, you know, you can eat as much as you want.
It's not calories, it's energy.
That's true.
Yes. I have a lot of energy.
Me too.
It makes a killer peach cobbler too. I just want to say, homemade desserts.
Can tell Arlene comes over. Our cousin Arlene comes over and visits us, but we love her meat. We love her meat pies. So don't let her get off of it, because the Natchitoches meat pies are really, really good.
In fact, I've seen them over the border. I know. They're like, hey, we're representing our cousins. So that's cool. You know, that's cool. But now this is the cool thing. I mean, is about going and trying all the food. Kelly, you have the annual sale on the trail that comes every spring, right? Typically May, right?
Yeah. First full weekend in May, Friday and Saturday. And yeah, 111 miles of shopping, whether you're looking for flea markets, antique stores, garage sales, yard sales, pop-up shops, vendor markets,
awesome.
Downtown junk it in the trunk. I mean, you want to find it.
Don't start me about junk in the trunk.
Look, it's one of the most traveled days along Highway 6 in Louisiana, Highway 21 in Texas. It really, truly is.
Oh, cool.
The traffic through there is incredible. People who participate just love it. It's a really great opportunity to just kind of clear out everything that they have. And we do it every year in May. So finished
up. Plan for it, everybody.
I think we had close to 200 people register on Google Map in their location in that 111 miles between Nacogdoches, Texas and Natchitoches, Louisiana. This year was, it was pretty amazing. I think this was our 13th year, Kelly, or 14th?
Wow.
It's something like that. I was trying to think what the year was as well. But yeah, so we've been doing it a good long time. And we have, a few years ago started using a Google map to show people like where the stops
were. They can click on it and get directions. That's awesome.
And then this year we changed up our registration a little bit where they could register directly through Google. And so it went directly onto the map. And so it made it a lot easier. And we had a lot more people sign up this year. So we're very happy with our vendor turnout. We hope they were all happy with the shopper turnout. But we're looking forward to 2023 already.
I'm thinking everybody during COVID started looking around the house going, I got to get rid of this.
Yes. I know. I mean? A couple of boxes of stuff to get rid of here.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, you do. And it's an interesting thing. And being able to go out and actually talk to people, that's like a whole other community experience. You're actually at people's homes, the pop-up stands, like you're saying, in the towns.
Mm.
One thing I want to talk about that's really unique to me about the trail is the architecture. We just talked a little bit about how the missions changed from San Antonio up to St. Augustine. And St. Augustine, we just like literally stopped the car. And I remember there was a gazebo. I'm just going back. This was right before COVID. It was 2019 that we went, right? I think, And there was like a grassy area, a gazebo. I have to photograph gazebos for our friend who has a gazebo blog. Believe it or not, someone blogs about gazebos. But he does. And we stopped right there. And I'm like looking around at all these historic buildings and thinking about like, wow, look at the difference. Like Natchitoches in the downtown, these historic buildings are wrought iron. Then you go through and there's all these historic churches. There's Las Adeas, which, you know, you can't see all the buildings. See, that's another one. You can't see all the buildings. But like you're going through such change of history and cultures, mm-hmm. because that also connects with how things are built. Think about St. Augustine's church in Albertville. Am I saying that right, Arlene? Mm-hmm. St. Augustine's church. Mm-hmm. And then you got St. Augustine, Texas. What's going on with St. Augustine, man? He blessed y'all or something went on. But the architecture, to me, I think is a draw for people who are interested in seeing more than one style. You ain't just going to get Victorian, you know? So right. Tasha, can you tell us a little bit about that for the downtown? And you got to unmute yourself.
Okay, so downtown, we have like a 1919 jail that they just recently restored. And in that jail, we turned it into a law enforcement museum. So now you can go in and you have all these different things. And you actually go in and you get to see like the jail, you get to see the cells. You kind of get to lock yourself up.
Do I get to put handcuffs on?
Yeah, you can just put handcuffs Uh-oh. On and just, and there's like a library in there. So you can actually like even like read, lock yourself in and read if you're a reader. So that's downtown.
It could be an Airbnb. Go stay in a jail cell and read. You know, yeah. reading, people who love to read like Nancy and I would be like, cool. Well, I think I want a little nature, but if you're like a bookworm and you just had a library of books in a jail cell, I'd do mm-hmm. it for a day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but it might take you 3 days to read a really good novel. Yeah.
That's interesting about the jail downtown. So that's like a museum. So is Sabine, Texas near you? It is on the way, right? Is that on the trail or no?
Or did... Well, you're probably thinking about Hemphill, Texas, because Hemphill is actually in Sabine County. So
where is the Columbia Museum? Where?
In Hemphill.
It's okay, in that's County. Where we were.
County. That's in Hemphill.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay, that's where we went. Now, mm-hmm. is that on the trail or no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's still on the trail as well. It's not far from the LB swell.
So listen, we could go jail hopping across the trail, but people do. Ooh. Like, I love old jails and old cemetery. Go to
Yakutish
has the oldest cemetery, you know. But, you know, so this is cool. So you got that downtown. You got the gazebo. But those buildings are a trip.
I mean, my gosh.
Our main street little town square. Really,
yeah, mm-hmm. our main street has really worked hard. The city Main Street Department has worked hard to kind of revitalize downtown St. Augustine. Because one time it seemed like a ghost town, and then people just kind of started coming and opened up different shops. There's all kind of cool antique shops. St. Augustine just has a lot of history, and a lot of times you can go by the chamber and they have like a little booklet that has like the different points of interest. So it gives you like a little map so you can go to these churches that you were looking at and the houses, and then they just give you a little bit of information. I have one of the brochures here at the restaurant and a Mission Dolores brochure as well too that I like to give people when they come in, just so they can kind of get to experience some of St. Augustine, because like I said, we're on 96, so I try to encourage people to go downtown. You know, mm-hmm. I'm right on the outside, but I like to encourage people to go downtown to check it.
You know, this is really
to check out the mission.
The missions, the churches are really important because it's where people congregated over the years, you know. Mm-hmm. And I didn't quite get that until I would say Natchitoches kind of opened our eyes with St. Augustine. But we were in Mississippi after Natchitoches, and we were on, I don't know what, we were near the Natchez Trace. Yeah. We were right outside the Natchez Trace, and there is this historic marker. Here we are. Turn up, you know, if there's a sign, you know.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
And it was the first Baptist church in Mississippi, and they had these big crosses. And I'm going, okay. And then I really dug into some of the history of this, and it really seems to be that the churches, like the missions, were really more of the community center than anything else when a place was established. Now you get your courthouses, and the courthouses bring the jails. You know, the churches come before the courthouses and the jails, it seems like. And they've always been like the community place, yeah. You know? So it's something interesting as we travel, you know, through everywhere, where you start seeing these historic churches. And Natchitoches, you guys have, how many churches do you have, Arlene? Y'all have like
quite a few. But I just want to mention, I was at St. Augustine Church on Sunday. I had visitors from out of state, from Maryland, and I took them to
what?
The service.
And they weren't there. Us?
There wasn't you. But look, it was, I mean, it was so crowded in church, and these people from Maryland were just like, they were glad to see so many people in church, but it was standing, people were standing in the back of the church for the service and even down the hall. And it was just nice to see so many people turn out, you know, for a church service, you know?
Wow.
And I think that happens
on a holiday weekend, no less.
How many people travel and go to a church while they're in a town, in a destination? Mm-hmm. Kelly, is that something like you, with what you put in your marketing pieces, is where to go?
We do have some of our churches listed, especially our historic ones, but we do find that just a few weeks ago, someone was telling me, it may have been my husband, was saying that he had talked to someone coming out of the church, and they, or maybe Arlene, maybe you had mentioned that they had, some visitors had come, you'd met some visitors on the street, and then you saw them.
Arlene's always meeting people on the street.
No, this is true. These people were sitting in the pew in front of us at church Sunday, and then I came downtown, and they recognized me, of course, and they were like, oh, you were the lady we saw at church this morning, and they were from out of town, and they, too, had gone to the church service at St. Augustine because it's a Creole experience. It's you know, the church has been there since 1803, and we actually have had visitors come in looking for gospel church services, you know, but the missions back in the day, they were the center of the community.
Right. Absolutely. The missions and the churches are the way. So tell us a little bit, Tasha, for your town in St. Augustine, where would people go now, at historic churches, or was the mission the big deal back in the day?
Well, during that time, the mission was more of just trying to convert Indians to Catholicism.
No, I know. So, see, that's the other icky side of history. Like, let's all go to the missions, but you brought grapevines, but you kind of suck on that part of it. You know what I mean? It's like you kind of But you can't erase. People got to see the history. You know,
they have to. And we used to always, like, we had a thing at the mission to where me and the educator would say, like, it's always funny, like, people fall over kind of the same things that they did then, you know, the history kind of repeats itself, because people fought over, you know, what religion was best, kind of like, you know, we kind of fight over certain things now, like, you know, this culture is better than that culture, and, you know, you kind of see it even in the 1800s all the way up until now, you know, we still kind of bicker about some of the same things, you know, and not saying who's right, who's wrong, but that's just part of, I think, that history that has still been, like, you know, history that's still current, you know. And
I think it's important to go to these places. When you go to our parks, especially when they're on a National Historic Trail, part of the National Park Service, state parks, there's an interpretation that is, here's the history. It's not an opinionated piece of history, usually. That's what we do, and we've been to over 1,000 now of parks, and it's like, this is, you know, it, I'm not going to say it's all perfect, but it really is. When you go to a park, here's the history that went down. You've got to take it the way you take it. But from what our experience is, in majority of the places, they're like, here's the truth, you know. And between Texas and Louisiana, you've got slavery, you've got so much, and it's interesting, the history. And then the Spaniards weren't that nice either. Sorry, Arlene.
Well, there was an attitude of, if you're not with us, you're against us.
Right.
That was the attitude back then in particular places, not everywhere, but there was that attitude, if you're not with us, you're against us. And that's that hasn't left us yet in some areas, unfortunately. You know, just if you're not with somebody doesn't mean you're against them. Maybe you're just not.
It's a, yeah, that's a thing too.
Yeah.
That's when you go to these historic places, you can feel I don't know, it. Maybe I know I'm weird, but like when I go,
I
like
can attest
Mission
to
Dolores,
that.
Going where the mission was and standing there, you, maybe it's our own imagination or spiritual connection, but you can feel footsteps of the past. You can feel the souls of the past, St. Augustine's. Mm-hmm. You go to the cemetery in Natchitoches. You go, you know, Melrose Plantation, Cane River Creole National Historical Park. You go to these places and that history, because it's also not that old, that history.
Yeah. Right? But it's real.
Native American history is very old in, you know, that's ancient. And I, you know, there's houses that people say, oh, it's haunted. I'm like, well, you know, the Native Americans were pretty much probably, we're right here, you know, depending on where you are. So it's interesting, as we are as a country right now going through some drama, but at the same time, you've got to look at the founding. You were just talking about 4th of July, Arlene. Look at what was going on in the founding of the country, 1776. What was happening in your area in 1776? Really, you guys had already gone through a whole bunch.
Yeah, Natchitoches was already established for almost 70
That's
years
right.
or 60 years.
Founding fathers, take that. No, just kidding. But you know what I mean? And Kelly, wouldn't you say, like, part of it, go on that walking tour of Natchitoches? With the Cane River National Heritage Area. Go on that walking tour. It sets you up to understand the history of Natchitoches, but actually the entire Louisiana Purchase, where you can see and understand like how old the history is, you know.
Wouldn't it be weird to figure out like what would have happened if the people back then had the internet? Can you imagine? Oh, wow. Because I mean, when you look at things, look like they took so long, but you have to remember they didn't have telephones, they barely had telegraphs, and that was up to grabs of whether the writer made it or not, you know. I mean, it's interesting because you've got the Pony Express people, you got the telegraph that, yeah, and right now we're here where we can send
photos
to somebody else. We can download apps and make a reservation in a restaurant without showing up to make the reservation. Now, I mean, and we don't, the telephones went out the window. I mean, got smartphones now.
If you push a button, you'll end up at Tasha's restaurant.
Exactly. Right? That is one thing that I'm looking forward to.
I want to go to your restaurant. I like, we're coming. We're coming back for sure. You know,
surely that'll be here before long.
Yeah. You know, we come through. And now we did break our July spell. I'm feeling a little weird right now because I feel like we should be coming back because normally it's a July thing. Yeah. But we did break our spell in February. But I want to ask each of you a place on the trail that you want to go to that we haven't talked about, because there's so many that you want people to really go and experience something on the trail. Let's start with you, Kelly, because I mean, it's a big trail. And Natchitoches, by the way, everyone, that's the oldest settlement in Texas. Just down the road from, or up the road, or around the road, around the corner from St. Augustine is Natchitoches. And really, between the two, there's a lot of historical markers.
I mean,
there are a lot of historical markers. Also, you know, Natchitoches, in a lot of ways is very similar to Natchitoches. You know, downtown shopping, antique stores. Arlene and I spent an afternoon going in and out of antique stores together.
Dude, that's some dangerous stuff going on there.
especially between us. And so, but some really, you know, good restaurants and of course the
winery,
Fredonia Hotel that's there that really transports you back to the 60s, 70s.
We stayed there.
But in a modern way.
Yeah. We stayed there. It's cool.
Beautiful. I'm going to go outside of my area and say the Caddo Mounds site, which is near Natchitoches. And one reason why I do mention it is it was hit by a tornado a few years ago, and they actually have volunteers on site this week helping them rebuild some of their grass huts. Oh. And so, you know, it's a site that they're slowly getting back to what they were before and maybe even better. but they were really hurt by those tornadoes a few years ago. And then COVID on top of it. And so, but it's a really cool site, you know, a lot of Native American history there, sits within this Caddo region. So really tells the story of this section of the trail. And it's definitely a really cool place to stop.
It's always a place that we wanted to go, and it just, and so maybe we were supposed to go after, I don't know, but we never managed to get there. And it's one of those places, just, it hasn't happened yet for us. Yeah. And then the tornado happened, I think, when we had the opportunity in the tornado, or, you know, so we really hope to get there. And the mound history is so fascinating with the different cultures. Some, it is like, that's your landfill, you know, and they built up. And some, they buried really important stuff, and some didn't. So it's very interesting, and it ties in with history of Arkansas and South Carolina. Mm-hmm. We've been doing different mounds in the South. It's pretty it's fascinating. And I want to go back to you, Kelly, because we just did an interview, and Arlene, I texted you about this. Linda Gail Lewis was on our show. She's the daughter, not the daughter, the sister of Jerry Lee Lewis. Well, you know, when you get young, you know, with that, you know, they got a history of youth there. But she wrote a song called Louisiana, and she was on our show, and we're like, this needs to be the state song. I am just saying. But anyway, not to be political, but I am. She's from Faraday, Louisiana, and for the life of me, on this show, I'm going, I know we've been to Faraday, and I know there's a museum out there, and then I went to the country museum, and I know they have a Jerry Lee Lewis thing in the country music museum, and then I couldn't remember the state park, and I'm like, where is Kelly, where is Arlene on this show right now, help me out, I'm trying to remember every little place we've been, but so that is Rebel.
That's correct, Rebel State Park.
I didn't remember that the other day, but that was Rebel State Park, but that's also part of the trail, right? This Country Music Museum?
It's not too far off the trail.
You're allowed to go off.
It's just north of Robeline. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was trying to say. It's near Robeline. Now, Faraday is the opposite direction.
Yes,
it's on the east side of Louisiana, but they have the Delta Music Museum on that side.
That's what I was, I was saying, there's a blues museum that we haven't gone to, and I was like, Arlene took us to juke joints with Fats Domino history. But her history is there. I mean, it's pretty, that's just down, well, to me, Faraday is not that far.
That's about, what, an hour and a half?
About 2 hours.
2 hours.
Well, for us, not it's 2 hours.
Right, but before you get to Natchez.
Yeah, okay. That's what you're saying. And so it was really interesting to hear that history of Louisiana music on the other side of not always being New Orleans. Sorry, I know that's your home, Arlene, but it's so interesting, this culture. And so when I think about even the trail going musically, could you imagine? Let's do a show with music on the trail. Come on,
that'd
Kelly.
Be cool.
San Antonio, like, come on.
Very cool.
All the way through with Native American music, so because it's the culture. It's like the food.
When you travel a trail, you can't just do that and that. You have to do it in figure eights.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You have to do it that way to really get it.
Because life didn't
hit just on the trail. Because you have to do the 2 to 3 hour out, back, 2 to 3 hour out and back to really get, because nobody camps or sits on the trail. They all made settlements outside.
So Native American music has to be part of
this. So the interesting thing is outside the trail, like 2 to 3 hours.
And even Tosh's restaurant, I mean, you're only talking, it's on Highway 96, but it's less than a half a mile off the actual
Highway 21. Yeah, you're supposed to detour. That's what life and travel is about. And listen, she's got tater top casserole.
I so want some of that.
We did so well with Sail on the Trail. And I think because people who were traveling the trail actually stopped and they came off of 21 and came up to see us, you know, like Arlene said, we're only like half a mile, but to see people come in and to see how Sail on the Trail has grown and to see, just to meet the different people. And it's just a whole experience to to travel the whole trail. Don't you think so, Kelly? Just to go from Caddo Mounds, who's also a sister facility to Mission Dolores. So, you know, the same, the Texas Historical Commission owns both of those historic sites. So
just to kind of go from Cattle Mouth all the way into Natchitoches, guys, it is just like a beautiful. Like the food, the entertainment, the history. Cool. It's just, I mean, it's just amazing.
So what's your site, Tasha? What site would you recommend for folks?
I would definitely say Mission Dolores, only because I've seen it like grow and I've seen it go from, and the history, you know, watch the city construct the property, you know, 30 years ago, and to watch Texas Historical Commission kind of take it over and take those artifacts and like develop something that is more, that is modern. Well, I'm not going to say modern, but I guess you could use that word, but still keep that history, you know? So if I was on the trail, I would definitely, like Kelly said, Cattle Mouth, as far as Nacogdoches County, as far as St. Augustine County, I would say, you know, I would stop at the Mission. I mean, I would eat with me, of course, but I would go.
But that trail, that trail, that trail is beautiful. And you can go camping out there. There's
They have an RV park. And now, not only that, they have disc golf now, like the Lions Club, like did a disc golf little course area.
Cool.
But yeah, then, don't you guys do a big Christmas thing there too?
They've been doing the Trail of Lights. Like they've been doing the Trail of Lights. They used to do this tour of homes that was like those old structures that you were talking about. They used to like light them up, do a tour of homes and everything. And, you know, that's something that has kind of, you know, had to take a back seat, you know, but the Mission does do like a Trail of Lights and they participate with the Catholic Church. And sometimes the Catholic Church will do a grant during Christmas time, you know, to kind of add to the Trail of Light. So it's always fun. That's when it goes back to now. We didn't have internet back then, but we've got it now. So that's the thing, because you can you know, Mission Dolores and see what's going on. We can hop over and we can see what Kelly's doing. We can see what Arlene's doing, you know. We can even check out Tasha's menu on her Facebook page. But we have that social media now that tells us, you know, what's going on here. You can plan a whole trip because of social media. So, you know, it's
my waistline knows.
We didn't even talk about our new Tales on the Trail thing that we're doing. It's a new promotion you know, getting people out on the trail. And Kelly, won't you give a little brief overview, because we're getting ready to launch it. Tales on the Trail.
It's kind of a scavenger hunt photo contest. So there's stops in each of the counties or parishes. And if they stop at, I think it's at least three of the sites, they can then stop at one of the visitor centers. And we'll have these prizes that they can show us where they tagged us on their social media posts. And they'll get a prize for showing their tails on the trails.
Want to see my tail?
Not on the trail.
No, T-A-L-E.
Not the actual tail.
Behave yourself, Lisa. Nancy, what are we going to do with her?
I don't know, but
it's okay. We got dogs around us, so we're always talking about covers.
Like she could walk around in like big canvas enclosure.
Her own tent.
Okay, but listen, going back to the Tales on Trails, is this the entire El Camino?
No, this is Caddo region. Yeah. So from Nacogdoches to Nacogdoches.
Okay.
So you represent.
It was something that we wanted to do other than Sail on the Trail, which is our annual event, that throughout the year people can go up and down and see the Love Manila Squales or the Mission Dolores or come to Nacogdoches or go to, you know, Sabine, you know, to Hemp Hill or even Toledo Bend area, just to kind of promote those communities along our Caddo region partners of the
LPC. I love this because it's also very, you know, treasure hunts. It's a really cool way for kids to get involved. Kelly, I know you know your kids are definitely into treasure hunting. They do that at the lost mining places. but it's also they get to learn history. And it's something that a family can focus on. Even right now, when you think about gas prices and stuff like that, you can do these kind of smaller adventures. Yeah, a smaller adventure. Families get in there, like, what is this mission about? And so the kids get involved. And also, if people are worried about COVID, it's still around. We can't ignore that truth. But you can do this kind of on your own with a family and, you know, run in with the visitor center. And, you know, so it's a very, very smart thing. I love it, man. That's so cool. You better send us a press release soon.
We will actually roll out right around Labor Day. So getting the information
sneak peek, everybody. Listen, this is good sneak peek.
You know? So you'll start seeing more information about it in August with a launch in September.
Awesome. Arlene, what is your place on the trail?
Oh my goodness. I have this thing about, I really like to go and just shop, you know, in these antique stores or little flea markets or whatever. And if I see something that I just have to have, and it's the funniest thing, because I don't really need anything. Trust me, I don't need anything, but I just enjoy it. So I would have to start in Nacogdoches because they have some really cool ones. And then I really like the little shops in the square of downtown San Augustine too. They've got some really neat little, you know, shops right there by their main street. And in between that, I would definitely have to fuel up over at Tasha's Country Kitchen. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'm about to put in an order the next time we know that we're going to be there for that tater tot.
I want the tater tots.
I'm going to put that on the menu the next time we meet over here, guys.
I'm going to
make her jealous.
You better. You better tag me on social media, but then I'll be like, come on, y'all. Like, that's mean. That's mean. But, you know, we're known for hopping state borders just for some good food.
You never know.
Good food and good wine.
We were going to meet every other month, you know, but hey, Kelly, we might have to change that to every month now just to get
the tater tots and the candied yams. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Grilled cabbage and candy yams. And the pork chops.
From yam cakes
and
on
pork chops.
French Express.
And candied yams in. Candied bacon.
Yeah, now what do you think about bacon in the tater tot casserole?
I'm a girl that thinks bacon goes good with everything, but I'm not sure about the tater tot casserole.
we'll have to see. We're just going to have to come and taste it because it's just.
It'll be the official tasters, huh?
I'm just really hungry right now because this is terrible. I mean, I'm just hungry. I'm hungry. I know for where we are right now, it's dinner time, but. Thank you, ladies, for joining us. And everybody, the trail is cool. I've got some websites to give out for everyone. So let me get to my notes. Number one, Nacogdoches.com. Nacogdoches. Nacogdoches.com. Then go to nps.gov/ELTE. That is the actual Park Service website. But to plan your trip, and also learn more about the association. And if you're a business or a CVB on the trail, I'm sure Kelly would like to talk to you. Go to El Camino Real de los Tejas.org. That's the website. And of course, keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. We air these shows with Nacogdoches every third Tuesday. So thank you for joining us. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Nancy and Lisa. Thank you, Tasha.
You're welcome. Listen, so much fun.
You can ship those tater tots anytime.
All right.